morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
You know about Gobob Pipe and Steel's monster fence panels. They're designed for the cattle producer or sale barn operator that never wants to repair or replace any section of their pens. Monster Fence continuous panels are still available in 20-foot panels, but now the Monster Fence is also available in 24-foot continuous panels. Monster Fence from Gobob is quick and easy to build. The new 24-foot continuous panels are built tough, so you'll never need to replace or repair them. Gobob's new 24-foot monster continuous fence panels are twice as heavy and several times stronger than conventional fence panel pipe, all without a sizable increase in cost. If you want to build your pens once and stop repairing or replacing because of damage, then you need Gobob's Monster Fence, now in 24-foot continuous panels. Heavy-duty, high-quality continuous fence panels by Gobob Pipe and Steel. Find Gobob Pipe and Steel online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com. GoBobRadio.com.
Leaders of the House and Senate Agriculture Committee say the just-passed tax bill delivers lower taxes for farmers and ranchers. House Ag Chair Mike Conaway says from lower marginal rates to the treatment of pass-through income to improved small business expensing, this bill delivers for farmers, ranchers, and all of rural America. Meanwhile, Senate Agriculture Chairman Pat Roberts says the legislation impacts every single American, offering a fairer, simpler tax code. For farmers, Roberts says the bill creates a much more pro-growth tax system, lowering the tax burden on farmers and ranchers. The bill also doubles the exemptions from the estate tax up to $22 million per couple. Not all agree, however, that the bill will benefit farmers and ranchers. The partisan bill was not supported by Democrats. Further, the bill will deliver near-term benefits to farmers, but many of the ag-important provisions are temporary. The National Farmers Union says the bill ultimately provides handouts for the wealthy that will be paid for by family farmers, ranchers, the lower and middle classes, and our future generations. The American Farm Bureau Federation applauded the bill and stated AFBF will now focus on making those important tax deductions, lower rates, and the estate tax exemption permanent. Meanwhile, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue calls the recently passed tax reform bill a once-in-a-lifetime reform of the federal tax code. Calling tax reform an eagerly awaited Christmas present for taxpayers, Perdue says taxpaying people of American agriculture need relief. In his statement, Perdue offered thanks to President Trump and commended Congress for passage of the legislation. He says most family farms are run as a small business and that they should be able to keep more of what they earn to reinvest in their operations and take care of their families. And in other news, the USDA announced earlier this week the availability of $10 million in competitive grants to help enterprising American farmers and ranchers develop pioneering on-farm conservation tools and practices. Of the available $10 million in grant support, 20% will be reserved to support projects focused on historically underserved producers. The National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition applauded the department's NRCS office for prioritizing organic farmers, grazing land conservation, and soil health opportunities through the grant announcement. NSAC Policy Director Greg Fogel commented on the new appropriations, saying the department's focus on these areas sends a strong signal about where additional investment is needed in the coming years. By listing organic systems as a priority area, NSAC states that the USDA is acknowledging the tremendous impact the organic industry has had and will have on American agriculture. NSAC hopes that acknowledgement will also send a clear message to Congress about the immense potential to be gleaned from organic and conservation agriculture. NSAC says Congress has a rare opportunity in the 2018 Farm Bill to set American farmers and ranchers up for a more successful and sustainable future. You got farm news on Ron.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.